Biz Talk Radio.
Cause he gets up in the morning, then he goes to work at night.
And welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer. Well, my next guest, and this is, we're all going to learn, because I don't really understand a lot of what this is about. Arthur Lipper, you are, you serve as chairman of Inteliversity. Tell us what Inteliversity is, the board of advisors.
Inteliversity is a group dedicated to providing business education. And at the moment, the focus of Inteliversity is the use of royalties.
So, say that again. It's the use of...
royalties.
Okay.
Would you like me to explain the background of royalties?
Please, 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 yes.
Okay. Originally, hundreds of years ago, when the assets of a country were owned by the royalty, the people who had to do the labor, such as working on farms, working on what were factories, fishing, hunting, all of that, had to pay a fee to the crown, to the royalty, in order to use their assets. Now, this is still true in most countries other than the United States, all over the world, that if you own land in, let us say, Australia or England or Germany, you do not own the mineral rights under your land. In the United States, if you own the land, you own the rights under it. But that is unique. And if you want to mine for copper or gold or anything else in one of these other countries, you have to pay a royalty to the government to do so. What we have done in recent days is to use something called revenue royalties, where the investor buys from the company or from the company's owners a right to a given percentage, let us say 5%, of the company's revenue for an agreed period of time. That agreed period of time can be 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. In return for an amount of money which otherwise would have to be raised by the company either borrowing the money, if they could, or selling shares of ownership in the company, which has been, in at least in America, the normal course of events. The problem with the sale of shares in a company to an investor is that the seller, the company, then becomes a fiduciary, and all sorts of decisions that had been made as a privately owned company now have to be made as a publicly owned company, which limit the actions that the managements can take.
You're all coming together. I just want to get this out, that you're doing the Revenue Royalty Summit. And tell us about this upcoming summit in April.
In April 19th and 20th, there is a meeting in Santa Monica in which both business owners, and they will come on the first day, Sunday the 19th, and investors who will come on the 20th, and there will be some overlap, will learn about why royalties are the better way of investing in both early stage companies and privately owned companies. Bear in mind that the royalty owner is only interested in revenue growth. They are not interested in executive compensation. They're not interested in a whole range of activities that managements may want to take. All they care about is that the revenues of the company issuing the royalty continue to increase over the period of royalty payment. And that is what will be described and discussed on April 19th and 20th in Santa Monica.
You know, Arthur, you are chairman of this board of advisors, but you've been affiliated with the international financial community your entire life. And my question to you is, mm-hmm. how do you keep it all straight? Your brain, I'm just so fascinated by your mind and how it works, because you obviously have so much information.
Well, what I try to do, Frankie, is simplify. The whole process of financing companies, and I used to do this as a venture capitalist, was disagreeable to me when it came to the need to negotiate with a business owner a valuation of the company. The business owner wanted $10 million. I was impressed with the prospects for the company and was interested in providing the $10 million, but the business owner thought that his business was worth $100 million, and I thought his business was probably worth $20, $30 million. And that discussion becomes very painful, because to gain a transaction value that met the needs of myself and my investors, I needed to persuade him that his dream was not as attractive as he thought it was.
Uh-huh.
But, so I said, the one thing that we can agree on is that your revenues are likely to increase significantly if you get the $10 million you need in growth capital. Therefore, is it not simpler for me simply to buy from you not shares of your company, which require a valuation, but rather a share of your revenue? Now, as a privately owned company, you are naturally going to want to, using all legal means possible, report as low a profit as you can, and therefore you will pay as low a tax rate as is legally permissible. Every business owner of a private company does this.
Right, right.
Hey,
we are almost out of time, so give us the best website and how people can get more information about all of the conferences and the work that you're doing with Inteliversity.
Well, really the best website in terms of overall background of the industry is PacificRoyalties.com and the library section.
Okay.
Or if the interested party is a business owner, then they should look at RexRoyalties.com.
Thank you so much, Arthur Lipper. A pleasure talking with you today, sir.